So after 3 months is up.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a representative on the line with me. I have a cancellation number for you.
If you will, please, ma'am, provide me with a zip code so I can pull up that
75241.
Account.
75241.
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Jacqueline Lewis.
Lewis. Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to locate that account for you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like I was able to locate that account for you. And would you verify the shipment address for security purposes, please?
2702 Paul Mall Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75241.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like here this account has been canceled.
Yes.
So what can I do for you today, ma'am?
This is
the cancellation number.
Yeah, she's got me on the line. This is the Credit Union of Texas. We're her bank.
Okay, yes,
ma'am. Got a representative with her bank on the line. She's been told that she's going to have these two amounts of $49.97 refunded to the account.
Three.
There's three of them?
Yes, it's three.
$49.97. That she's disputing it with the bank, but she's trying to get those charges recovered, and she was told by your company that she would get those refunded.
Yes, yes. So it looks like here she called today, actually, and they informed her that she would have to call back with her bank for the refund. And so,
which we're on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, ma'am. And
February 1st is when I first called.
Yes, ma'am. So are those charges being disputed?
No, the lady from your company said she didn't want to get disputed, that she would put all the money back in the bank.
Okay.
Right. If she can't, yeah, if you're not going to give her the funds back, we're going to dispute, yes.
Okay, so that's why I was checking first, because I was just reading the notes and just trying to verify some things first.
Yeah.
So
We have not filed a charge back as of yet.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's what I was wondering. So if you will, please give me 1 second. Let me get this account documented, and I'll be right back with that information.
Okay. All right. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got those refunds processed, and you should see those in the next 3 to 5 business days.
How many did you send back? All of them? All three?
Well, it looks like here I processed one, and when I just tried to process the other one, it said it failed.
Well, she said she's supposed to give all three of them back because it was unauthorized. I did not authorize to subscribe to anything, so she's supposed to give me all of it back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I just tried to do those last two refunds again, and it's saying that the refund error authentication failed.
So we gotta dispute it.
Hold on a minute. No, we're not gonna dispute it. I'm trying to look in our network to see.
It say it
through.
Failed by payment gateway.
What is that?
That's the network. That's the network that the transactions go through. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see the one that came through.
Mm-hmm.
It's not showing the other two, so it's not even making its way to us. So it must be on your end.
Uh-huh. Let me try one more time.
Because I only see one. Yeah,
yes,
I do
ma'am.
See
that
the
was
one.
The one that was successful, which was the
mm-hmm.
charge for January 6th. But the charges for December and November, they won't get processed. Give me 1 second. Let me get my supervisor over here and see if she can let me
okay.
know what's going on.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They may have to push them through because they're past the time frame.
Right.
They're old. November,
right.
December.
I would never subscribe to something for $49.97. I don't even know what that is. Whatever she sent, I subscribed to. I did not.
Yeah, I think we've been seeing a lot of that lately where our members will receive some kind of message either from T-Mobile or from Sam. So it's somebody that you normally always do business with. But
right.
Win this, get a free this or whatever. When nothing
right.
is ever free in this
and
world.
I'm stopping.
Nothing.
Yes, I never do it again.
Right, and so our members have clicked on it and they do it and then they start getting all these charges from the
yeah.
company. So yeah, you have to be very careful now of
yes.
what we do.
Okay, ma'am. So my supervisor said she was gonna get it done. And
okay.
so they will get processed by her, and she said they will get done today, and you should see those in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Is there any kind of confirmation number or something that we can refer back to?
If she called back and used that cancellation number she got, it will be the same as
mm-hmm.
that.
Okay. So you already have that cancellation number, correct?
I have it.
Okay. All right. So we'll give you 3 to 5 business days to see the other credits in her account.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then, yeah, she'll contact us and we'll go ahead and process the chargeback. But we'll
okay.
wait for 3 to 5 days like you asked. Okay?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Line.
Okay.
You have a great rest
okay.
of your day.
You too.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Ms. Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, so I do see the one charge, so that's probably going to show up pretty quickly on your account. The other
okay.
two that she's going to process, we have to allow them 3 to 5 business days. If
okay.
on that 5th business day, if you do not see those 2 credits in your account,
okay.
then you need to call the credit union back, and we'll go
okay.
ahead and process the charge back to them.
Okay.
So we need to give that. Yeah, we need to give them that time to go ahead and give you the money back.
Okay. I'll
all
do
right.
that. Thank you very okay. much for being patient because they take a
okay.
long time.
They did.
Okay.
But we got it solved. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You too. Okay.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye.